This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. So the FDA admits in documents on its website that vaccines are linked to autism. I'm referring to this document from the FDA website itself entitled Diphtheria and Tetanus Toxoids and Acellular Pertussis Vaccine Adsorbed Tripedia. I know that's a mouthful, but essentially this is a study, a report talking about the results of injecting tens of thousands of children with Tripedia vaccine. That's the brand name of a vaccine. And I'm going to go through this in some detail, but let me bring your attention to the real aha of this document, again, which is found on the FDA website. They will probably remove it, so we're putting this on naturalnews.com as well. But here it is. Quote, adverse events reported during post-approval use of Tripedia vaccine include idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura, SIDS, anaphylactic reaction, cellulitis, autism, it's right here in the report, autism, convulsions, grand mal convulsions, encephalopathy, hypotonia, neuropathy, and so on and so forth. This is listed right in the report. And in addition to that, this report goes on to describe some of the other toxic effects that the vaccine has because of its toxic chemical ingredients. For example, right here in this paragraph, page 13 of the report, additional adverse reactions. It reads, as with other aluminum-containing vaccines, a nodule may be palpable at the injection site for several weeks. Sterile abscess formation at the site of injection has been reported. It goes on to talk about anaphylactic reaction, hives, swelling of the mouth, difficulty breathing, hypertension, and shock. It talks about hypersensitivity reactions, severe local reactions, mononeuropathy and critical mononeuropathy have been reported following tetanus toxoid administration. It talks about the demyelinating diseases of the central nervous system have been reported following some tetanus toxoid containing vaccines. It goes on. It's just astonishing that there are still scientifically illiterate people and vaccine propagandists who are really denying the reality that vaccines harm children. People like, what was her name? Jill Hennessy from Australia. She was a regional health minister, and she was on the record saying that vaccines have zero risk, that there are no risks, she said, in vaccinating your child. And this is the position of the CDC and the mainstream media, and in many ways, the FDA and doctors and vaccine pushers everywhere. They say, oh, there's nothing to worry about, no risk whatsoever. But every time you look at the literature, it shows, oh my God, seizures and autism and central nervous system problems. And then you look at all the children who've had the comas and the deaths and the skin disorders and just the severe brain damage caused by the swine flu vaccines and all the payouts to all the children by governments of the world and even the vaccine injury compensation program in the United States. You have to be a delusional, evil person to even state that vaccines have no risks. Of course vaccines have risks. Every medical intervention has some level of risk, and vaccines have a much higher risk than most other medical interventions. Because you're injecting, you're bypassing the skin, you're going into the muscle, which that releases into the bloodstream of a child who's vulnerable. And they're injecting toxoids. This is diphtheria and tetanus toxoids. Toxic substances being injected into the children. That doesn't even count the aluminum, the MSG, the mercury, which is brain damaging. All these other chemicals that are included in vaccines, the CDC openly admits it, they're being injected into children, and some percentage of those children are becoming damaged with autism and other neurological disorders and sometimes comas and seizures and fainting spells and losing consciousness after being injected. And it's all right here in the literature. It's even listed in the vaccine insert sheets on many vaccines. And yet there are still scientifically illiterate, well, quacks, I guess you have to call them, who are pushing vaccines. They say vaccines are safe. They say vaccines save lives. Nonsense. They're harming children. You'd be better off to have children have natural immunity to chicken pox and even measles, for that matter. You'd have fewer deaths and fewer side effects with none of those vaccines. You even have the vaccine virologists themselves openly stating that the vaccines don't work. They've been fabricated, like those Merck virologists who filed the False Claims Act with the federal government. And they said, our management told us to spike these blood samples with animal antibodies to trick the FDA so that we could get those approved. It's all out there. And yet you still have vaccine pushers who are essentially child murderers. They seem to really love the power that they have to harm children and cause seizures and cause pain and cause suffering. That's what they do. All the CDC pro-vaccine people, the vaccine pushers who are doctors, who are vaccine spokespeople, who are on TV pushing vaccines, they love to murder children and maim children. There's this sick anti-life undercurrent in our medical system today. And it is these people, they seem nice up front. They seem like an intelligent citizen in society, but at night behind closed curtains, they love like sacrificing children to their vaccine gods. This is essentially what it comes down to. Child sacrifice is a critical component of the medical industry today. This document essentially describes child sacrifice in the name of medicine. It's all right here. It's all in black and white, and it's in thousands of different documents, many of which are hosted on the FDA's own website, many of which have been released by the Institute of Medicine or the CDC or scientific studies that look at the toxic effects of vaccine adjuvants. It's all there in black and white. Let me read you some of the other information that's in this particular study so you can really get a better idea of just how toxic these vaccines can be to some children. If you go to page 5, oh boy, the Guillain-Barré syndrome occurs within 6 weeks of receipt of prior vaccine containing tetanus toxoid, the report says. If that is the case, the decision to give subsequent doses of tripedia vaccine or any vaccine containing tetanus toxoid should be based on careful consideration of the potential benefits and possible risks. See, even this document admits there are risks. That's something that none of these people are willing to admit on television, or that any government is willing to admit across the board. The absolute denial is that they say vaccines have no risk for children. It's absurd. It's absurd. It's a complete abandonment of scientific thinking. And it is the ritualistic medical sacrifice of children in America and around the world, like places like Australia. Here's another paragraph right here, page 5. Because of the risk of hemorrhage, tripedia vaccine should not be given to infants or children with any coagulation disorder. The risk of hemorrhage? It's right in here. Here's a section called carcinogenesis, mutagenesis, and impairment of fertility. It says, quote, tripedia vaccine has not been evaluated for its carcinogenic or mutagenic potentials or impairment of fertility. You got that? They've never even done the tests. They have no idea if this causes cancer or if it makes a female infertile. They have no idea because they haven't done the test, and they admit that right here. Basically, they're saying, we haven't done any science on this. We have no idea. And then they go on to describe all the children who are harmed by the vaccine. That's what this is. It's basically an admission that the vaccine industry is systematically harming and murdering children. That's what this document really is. It's just written in medical language to make it sound, I don't know, authoritative. Here's another thing on the same page, page 6. It says, in a double-blind comparative U.S. trial, they compared 3 doses of tripedia vaccine versus whole-cell pertussis DDP vaccine. And what you find throughout this document, and this is very common in the vaccine literature if you read the science, they only compare vaccines to other vaccines. They never compare vaccines to no vaccines. They won't do that. And they may call it a double-blind comparative trial, or maybe sometimes they even call it a placebo-controlled trial. but the placebo is another vaccine. They are terrified in this industry of comparing vaccines to non-vaccines because they know that vaccines are causing all these seizures and convulsions and autism and other disorders, whereas non-vaccinated children would be free from those disorders. And so that would prove scientifically that vaccines are causing these horrible neurological conditions and lifelong harm in children. So they refuse to conduct those kinds of studies. They refuse. They're not interested in the science. All they want to do is sell their vaccines and systematically maim and harm children. And this is how they accomplish it, by never, ever conducting the real science that would compare vaccines to non-vaccines. Page 7, more systemic side effects, which include anorexia, vomiting, high-pitched cry, and persistent cry. And yeah, they're going to tell you in their numbers, oh, it's just a small number of children, but you add up all the other symptoms, and you also consider the fact that most side effects never get reported. And you come to find that there are a huge number of children that are being systematically harmed and sometimes killed by vaccines. And it is a massive cover-up to try to bury that information. We're living in the dark ages of medicine. Censorship, oppression, intimidation of anyone who dares speak out with the truth about vaccines. Because they have to keep the big lie going, the big lie that they claim vaccines are safe. The truth is that vaccines actually cause the very conditions in many cases that they claim to treat. This is why children who are infected in outbreaks are very often the same children who were vaccinated. If vaccines worked, then vaccinated children would be immune to the diseases that they've been vaccinated against, right? Common sense, right? Just rational scientific thinking. If vaccines worked, they provide bulletproof protection to the children against those infections. If a measles vaccine works, that child can't get measles even if they're exposed to measles, right? Right? Makes sense. But what does the vaccine industry do? They attack unvaccinated children and say that they're the ones infecting the vaccinated children. Well, that makes no sense. If the vaccinated children are immune, then there should be no risk to them from, quote, unvaccinated children who they claim are carrying the disease. So how do vaccinated children catch these infectious diseases if they've been vaccinated? The answer is the vaccines don't work. In fact, the vaccines make those children more vulnerable, and those are the children who survive the vaccine and aren't in the hospital with seizures or comas or at home with autism or dead. So even if you survive it, you're actually weakened by the vaccine. It turns out that children who are not vaccinated are the best defense against conditions, infectious diseases long term, because those children have stronger immune systems because their immune systems have had to practice exposure to real-world live viruses. And as they overcome those live viruses, which is a normal part of the immune function, they build a stronger immune response. And they're able to respond more strongly and aggressively to flu infections, mumps infections, measles infections, you name it. Bird flu infections, for that matter, if it crosses species. So the safest child to have in a public school is an unvaccinated child with a healthy, strong immune system, usually supported by good sunlight exposure, vitamin D, healthy diet, things like that. The most dangerous child to have in a public school system is a child that's been vaccinated with these kinds of toxins that has weakened their immune system and possibly made them a carrier from the vaccine itself. And that has happened before as well. You know, there's a reason why when they go into Mexico and they vaccinate a couple dozen kids, 75% of them in one instance ended up in the hospital. The vaccine's deadly. And, by the way, there's a reason why every time we have a mumps outbreak or a measles outbreak, it's almost always occurring among children who were already vaccinated. So you can either believe in vaccines, the false narrative, or you can believe in science. You can't believe in both because they are contradictory. Real science says that vaccines are toxic to children, that they are damaging some children, they are killing some children. Real science says that immune systems are stronger when children are exposed to real-world live viruses in the wild. it is the fake fraudulent science that says, oh, let's give this child a fake vaccine, you know, a dead virus, and wait for their immune system to respond to that and pump them full of extra chemicals and aluminum and MSG so they respond to that dead virus, and then we'll call that immunity. That's not immunity. That's the illusion of immunity. It's the theatrics of immunization. It's not real immunity. So all they're doing is injecting children with toxins and viral strains, weakening their immune systems, and creating precisely the conditions that will spread disease, that will promote more vaccines. And that is the point. The vaccine industry exists today not to prevent disease, but to sell more vaccines. And it accomplishes that by making sure their vaccines don't work. Because they know that the more their vaccines don't work, the more disease they will spread, the more panic will be reflected in the media, and the more parents will blindly, obediently rush out to vaccinate their children. And the cycle repeats. Vaccine science is actually a marketing scheme and nothing more. It has nothing to do with real science. And I can say that as a scientist. I'm the lab director of this entire facility, this laboratory that you see behind me here. We conduct real science, rigorous science, with quality control procedures, methodologies, doing food composition and water composition tests, thinking scientifically, thinking critically, getting the right answers. And when I look critically at vaccines, all I see is a massive fraud perpetrated by the vaccine industry to sell more vaccines while exploiting the lives of children, harming those children for profit, and calling it medicine. It's not medicine. So I want to encourage all of you who understand what I'm saying to stay vigilant in your efforts. Continue to spread the truth all over the internet. Continue to say no to toxic vaccines that threaten the lives of your children. Continue to say no to mercury in vaccines. Continue to say no to these toxic adjuvants, the aluminum, the formaldehyde, MSG, all these other chemicals that are put into vaccines, squalene, for example. There will be a day that the oppression of this truth will crumble. Just like bringing down the Berlin Wall. The wall of scientific fraud of the vaccine industry will come crashing down, and the truth will finally be exposed for the whole world to see. All the parents of vaccine-damaged children will one day be heard. And we will work with you. We will demand reparations from the vaccine industry for all the harm and all the deaths that they have systematically and knowingly caused across human civilization. They have committed murder in the name of medicine, and they must be held accountable. There will be a day that we bring down the legal immunity of the vaccine industry in the United States. That day is coming. That day of truth, that day of reckoning is close at hand. And it's going to be a day of a major awakening for the whole world of how much they've all been lied to and how many children have been sacrificed and harmed and maimed by this deadly toxic industry known as the vaccine industry. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I am the director of CWC Labs, Food Science Laboratory. And you can read my book, my new book called Food Forensics, which has nearly 1,000 scientific citations. And you can check that out at foodforensics.com. That book isn't about vaccines. It's about heavy metals in your food, which is another massive cover-up that has been perpetrated on humanity. I thank you for listening, and I urge you to share this video. Tell your friends, anyone who will listen, that do not subject your children to these dangerous, toxic, and admittedly harmful vaccines that even the FDA knows cause autism. It's right here in black and white, and this is just one of many. Thank you for watching, and God bless. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at HealthRangerStore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.